Okay, so today is Friday, July 6th. And instead of giving a recap of July 5th, you know, it's about noon here on July 6th. It's a Friday. And I'm going to talk about something that doesn't get talked about enough, I think, which is anxiety. So anxiety is something that I have personally suffered from for years. Anxiety and also depression. Over the past year and a half, I've done a lot of work on myself to try and help cope with that. And overall, I'm much better than I was. However, there's still days that are rough for me. You know, and it comes in waves. You know, it's not something I really can control. But I've gotten better at handling it. So when a wave of anxiety comes, something that used to take me out for, you know, days, perhaps it could, is now I've gotten better at adjusting. And I even had, you know, earlier this week, I might have talked about it on the podcast, had a little bit of anxiety, but it wasn't that bad. This morning, though, had some pretty, and still do right now, I'm actually like talking through it, which I've never really done, suffering some pretty bad anxiety at the moment. So that's why I decided, hey, I'm not going to do an update on yesterday. I'm just going to talk about this because this is what's going on. And what I've struggled with or had to struggle with over the past, years is that when I'm not feeling good or have anxiety, the hard part is I haven't been able to completely step away. Because then, you know, right now, right after this, I'm having a call, then there's an internal meeting, and then there's all these things. So for so long, when I'm, you know, running this company, I'm not able to actually take care of myself in the ways that I probably should. I just keep pushing on, which I think sometimes makes it worse. But things, you know, If I don't show up to these calls and meetings and this sort of stuff, then there's other people on the team that are going to be affected, and I get torn between the two because there's this element and you know, to be honest, the reason also why I don't even share this with the team or haven't in the past is because it's like, hey, it's like I've thought about it as like a weakness point, so I always just power through like nothing is wrong. But what people don't know on the team is that oftentimes when I'm in meetings with them, literally, when I'm on calls, when I'm, you know, and then I'm able to, you know, switch it. I'm very good at masking it and hiding it. They have no idea that I'm actually suffering pretty badly. But I don't want to let it show or let everyone, you know, I feel like I'm letting people down by like not showing up at a meeting or holding people back. There's also elements of the business that would just slow down without me right now, right? Like if I don't take this next call, it's a sales call. There's no one else to take it right now. I haven't set up the systems that I actually have coverage. So that's an issue that I have. And I'm like, you know, I'm torn between two things. Hey, let me just not take the call because I don't want to, you know, because I don't feel well, or which would push out a sale or take the call, right? But it's like this vicious cycle because if I push out the sale, later on, not having sales gives me, you know, contributes to my stress and therefore my anxiety, and it's like this vicious cycle sometimes that I can't get out of, or it feels that way. You know, it's a difficult thing to deal with, and even in the moment as I'm talking through it, going, you know, as I'm feeling this anxiety, like my thoughts are not clear. But I wanted to record it so that at some point I could come back to it. I mean, that's the whole purpose of recording these daily kind of thoughts is to share these kind of things so that I can go back later and hear them, and maybe if someone else is, you know, suffering from anxiety too, you know, like hey, even I do, I'm just really good at hiding it. I've become a master at kind of hiding it over the years. But I'm getting at the point, and I keep saying this, you know, with the anxiety and the stress and all, I'm like, hey, and just the fatigue in general running a company for, it'll be 6 years next week, officially, that I've been running the business and have yet to take a break, a day off, you know, 7 days a week for 6 years. It's that plus the stress, the anxiety, and all that. It's just I keep telling myself, hey, I'm going to take a break. Hey, I'm going to take it, and I just don't. But I feel it. I feel like I need it. I just am not doing it. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to get it on record of like, hey, here's one of these days, so I can look back on it, and so that other people can see it. And you know, I haven't figured out the best ways to deal with it, so I'm not going to even try to give, you know, advice on that. You know, I'm working on it. I have tactics that have worked for me personally, but I mean, even today, like, all I know is I have to get through the next. And that's how I know it's a issue. It's like I'm like getting through it. It's not like I want to do it. You know, I have to get through the next few hours, and that's what it is. And sometimes people, you know, maybe I will start sharing it with people on the team, because I think it sometimes comes off like I'm just pissed or upset at things. But what people don't actually know is like it's not actually that. It's just I'm going through some pretty bad anxiety. And I don't do well unless I have to like turn on a switch for a meeting or something like that. I just cover it up, and people have no idea. But then it's really putting like a mask on. So then when I have my guard down, when I'm not on like a call or a meeting, and I'm just like walking around the office, it may actually seem like I'm pissed and upset, but it's really just like tiring to keep on up front all the time, and sometimes it breaks. So. Anyways, that's, you know, it's gotten better though. You know, typically now it's like, hey, later tonight or tomorrow I'll be fine. Which is good, improvement. But it doesn't change the fact. And now I've just come to learn to like, hey, I'm just going to sit with it. Like it's coming, it's happening. Okay, great. Instead of trying to fight it, because what's interesting, what I've learned is for myself is if I try and fight it, it just plays into it and makes it worse. And so now I'm just like, hey, just sitting with it, like, hey, this is happening, kind of like an out-of-body thing of just being like, oh, this is interesting, like, what's going on, like, talking to myself, literally, as a way to handle it better, and just to, like, explore it, because it's not something that you can necessarily, or at least I don't think you can control it, but you can manage it, and so that's what I'm doing, and, yeah, I have to go, I have to go prep for this call, so I'm going to keep this thing short little episode today. Topic: anxiety. You know, people go through it. I go through it. I think running the business definitely contributes to it. Like, there's higher stress higher levels of, you know, more frequent, I guess, anxiety. Like, a lot of it's related to or triggered by work, I think. You know, I used to think that was just like, hey, that's part of the, I didn't realize what it was. I just thought, oh, this is like the stress part of the job, right? Of being, you know, running a company, and there's no doubt heavy moments of stress and things you have to deal with, and it's not for the faint of heart, and there's definitely some big perseverance there, but there is an element of there's like a, you know, a thing, anxiety that also is contributing to that. And I want to learn to, and am trying to learn to manage it better. But yeah, it's you know, the mind is an interesting thing. It kind of fucks with you sometimes. I'm actually just putting it out here, admitting it, not even admitting it, just acknowledging it, because it's been not hard. Or not easy to do in the past, or even do it. So, I have some more thoughts, but I have to go prep for this thing, or else that call might not go so well. So, just know if you are ever suffering from anxiety or ever have, you're not the only one. Plenty of people are, especially if you're running a company. You know, here's me, someone you can relate to, maybe on, hey, it happens. And yeah, I think we should talk about it more in general, myself included. And so that's what I'm trying to do here. I think I'm going to try and talk about it more and even share it more, you know, with through this podcast, and even, you know, I'm a little scared to do it, but I think maybe even with my team a little bit, you know, they know I've mentioned it on like Instagram posts, on, you know, here and there a little bit, but I haven't actually, you know, really told people straight up about it, and that I have suffered from it. So, or even when I'm like, hey, when I'm not feeling well, I'll be like, hey, I'm like, I've been scared to just be like, hey, like, I'm going through some pretty bad anxiety right now. Like, I, you know, am not in the right mindset to have this discussion or something like that. Like, maybe I'll start doing that. I don't know how people are going to react. I've been scared to do it. So, I don't know. We'll see. But, anyways, all right. I really need to run. We'll keep this conversation going about the anxiety, and I'll see you guys next time. All right. Thanks. Bye.